is down 59 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service Thursday at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by Handbell Choir, Mass Choir of Singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org. There's the Bochum Symphony Orchestra and a Bohemian dance known as the Redowa from the opera Mlada by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. To begin things in our noon hour of classical music, I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have joined you to keep the music going. We'll look at music for the keyboard from a few different angles. A little bit later on, Ina Peroshina plays some variations for keyboard by Antonin Dvorak, and then a concert piece for piano and orchestra by Cécile Chaminade. The Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg has that performance for us a bit down the line. Conductor Terje Mikkelsen and the Latvian National Symphony Orchestra bring us something next from the 19th century Norwegian composer, tackling a subject that many composers have before him. We'll hear a tone poem on the tale of Romeo and Juliet next on Kansas Public Radio. Composer Johann Svensson's tone poem on the subject of Romeo and Juliet, played by the Latvian National Symphony, under conductor Terje Mikkelsen on Kansas Public Radio. 12:25 is the time. Stay tuned for the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg with us in the second half of the hour, with a concert piece for piano and orchestra by Cécile Chaminade. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Installing solar since 1982 and now offering whole backup battery systems, such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More information at cromwellsolar.com. KPR listening area under a heat advisory that's going to last until 8 p.m. this evening. Much of the KPR listening area is also under a flood watch, and that's going to last until tomorrow morning. High temperatures for today, fetching up near 96, with heat indexes as hot as 108. We have a 30% chance of showers for the afternoon, but after 4 p.m., we have a much better chance of showers and thunderstorms, 90% chance of showers and possibly heavy rain for this evening, with a low of 70, and a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. Highs should be around 82 for Wednesday. Pianist Ina Peroshina takes the keyboard next. We'll hear Theme and Variations in A-flat Major, music by Dvorak on Kansas Public Radio. Theme and Variations in A-flat Major, music by Antonin Dvorak, played by pianist Ina Peroshina, today on KPR. The time is 12:42. At the top of the hour, news from NPR. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. Coming up Saturday morning on Bullseye, Jesse Thorne chats with Caitlin Olson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Hacks. Also, country singer Tanya Tucker tells us about the time she met the king, Elvis Presley. That's on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne, Saturday morning at 11, right after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, here on Kansas Public Radio. Heat advisory in effect for the KPR listening area till 8 p.m. this evening. A flood watch in effect, likewise for the KPR listening area till Wednesday morning. It's 92 here on the KU campus. We'll warm up to about 96. Heat indexes as hot as 106, with a 40% chance of showers until about 4 this afternoon. Afterwards, about an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms for late this afternoon and tonight. We'll hear more music for piano, and we'll bring in the orchestra to hear music written by the composer Cécile Chaminade, born in the mid-19th century, and the first female composer in France to be awarded the Legion of Honor. A concert piece she wrote for piano and orchestra next, played by the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, led by Louis de Fromont, and pianist Rosario Marciano on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends that concert piece for piano and orchestra from Cécile Chaminade. Louis de Fromont was conductor of the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, and our pianist was Rosario Marciano, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is just about 1 o'clock, about time for NPR News. Then the next hour of classical music begins with A Touch of Music from Antonio Vivaldi. And then we've got a few things from English composers, chamber music by Arnold Bax, and a marvelous violin concerto by Arthur Somerville. Stay with us for that and much more here on Kansas Public Radio. Heat advisory in effect for the KPR listening area until 8 p.m. this evening. A flood watch that will last until tomorrow morning. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
News, New York.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 59 points at 39,229. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from The Nature Conservancy, working across oceans and isles to cut carbon emissions, protect lands and waters, and support local communities for a future where people and nature thrive. Nature.org/solutions. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Starting the 1 o'clock hour with music from the big catalog of works by Antonio Vivaldi, a string concerto in B-flat major, played by the musicians of I Musici, here on KPR. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you. Classical music continues here on a Tuesday afternoon. Some English works, such as the BBC Scottish Symphony, with us in about 15 minutes' time, with a beautiful violin concerto from Arthur Somerville. We've got that and more still to come. Right now, English chamber music, something for you for clarinet and piano that's been described as serenade-like and largely lyrical, composed in 1934 from Sir Arnold Bax, a sonata for clarinet and piano. Paul Meyer playing clarinet, joined on piano by Eric Lesage, here on Kansas Public Radio. Written in 1934. The Sonata for Clarinet and Piano by Sir Arnold Bax, played by Paul Meyer, joined on piano by Eric Lesage, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:24. We'll hear the news from NPR at the top of the hour. Classical music coming up in the next hour includes a summertone poem from Frank Bridge. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering decorative stamped and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. High temperatures and a good chance of showers. That's about the story for the weather on this Tuesday. We have a heat advisory in effect for the KPR listening area that'll last until 8 p.m. this evening. And a flood watch, also in effect for much of the KPR listening area, that's going to last to tomorrow morning. Here at the KU campus, it's 92 degrees. We'll hit a high of about 95 today with heat indexes as hot as 106. And we have a 30% chance of showers for this afternoon after 4 p.m. That becomes a much greater chance of showers and thunderstorms. 80% chance of rain tonight with a low of about 70. Tomorrow, we have about a 40% chance of additional showers. We have music from another English composer, one who came a little bit before the time of Sir Arnold Bax, Sir Arthur Somerville, a student of Charles Villiers Stanford at the Royal College of Music in the late 19th century and later a professor at that same institution and considered one of the influential writers of English art song. In this case, from 1930, we'll enjoy his Violin Concerto in G minor, Martin Brabbins. Here to conduct the BBC Scottish Symphony with a violin played by Anthony Marwood, here on KPR. Composed in 1930, the Violin Concerto in G, dramatic music from English composer Arthur Somerville. We heard conductor Martin Brabbins lead the BBC Scottish Symphony, and the violinist was Anthony Marwood. It's just about 2 p.m., and the news from NPR is up next, then more classical music in the next hour. We have an early Haydn symphony to enjoy, and some early music. Opus 1, in fact, from the Czech composer Josef Suk, a piano quartet to enjoy. That and much more still to come in our afternoon of music. As for the weather this afternoon, the heat advisory is in effect for the KPR listening area until 8 p.m. this evening. Also a flood watch that's going to last until tomorrow morning. It is 95 here on the KU campus, and that is just about as warm as it's expected to get. However, with the heat index, it's going to feel as hot as 107. Showers and thunderstorms are likely for this afternoon and evening. 80% chance of showers, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. You're listening to KPR.
This year, vote Detro. Hear more on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered from 3 to 7 this afternoon here at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service Thursday at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by Handel Choir, Mass Choir of Singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
Live from
employment rate for June. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 85 points. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to helping clients with issues ranging from relationship challenges and goal setting to grief and depression. Learn more at betterhelp.com/public. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The St. Louis Symphony, conducted by Leonard Slatkin, beginning things with a scherzo in F major, music by Sergei Rachmaninoff on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues on until 3 o'clock. Between now and then, the Ensemble Domus with Opus 1, some of the earliest music of Czech composer Josef Suk, and some early music by Haydn, one of the early symphonies with Cantilena. All that just ahead, here on a Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. Next up is the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and conductor Richard Hickox for a lushly written tone poem for orchestra that achieves a marvelous pastoral setting, which was composed in 1915 and just happens to be perfect for a summer day such as this. It's called Summer, by composer Frank Bridge, next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1915, the tone poem Summer from Frank Bridge. Richard Hickox conducted the BBC National Orchestra of Wales on Kansas Public Radio. 2:21 is the time, and still to come, the musicians of the ensemble Cantilena with one of the early symphonies by Franz Joseph Haydn, Haydn's 10th, coming up in about 20 minutes' time. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, always online, kansaspublicradio.org. And speaking of summer, we've definitely got one of those summer days. Highs around 95 degrees here at the KU campus. Heat indexes as hot as 107. But there's also a good chance of rain for the mid-afternoon, and this evening's 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, with lows around 70. Tomorrow it cools off to about 83 degrees, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow morning and afternoon, and it looks like thunderstorms again likely Wednesday night. On now to some chamber music from the Czech composer Josef Suk. Something that was written around the year of 1891. Josef Suk was about 17 years of age at that time and was famously a student of Antonín Dvořák at the Czech Conservatory. It was around this time that Suk composed a piano quartet, one that Dvořák was so impressed by that he selected it for the graduation awards concert at the Czech Conservatory. And even though Josef Suk had already written plenty of music by that time, he considered it his first major achievement as a composer, and called this his Opus 1, a piano quartet in A minor, played by the musicians of the ensemble Domus, next on KPR. Not the first piece of music ever written by the Czech composer Josef Suk, but the first that had received the blessing of his teacher, Antonín Dvořák, so Opus 1, the Piano Quartet in A minor it became, played this afternoon by the ensemble Domus, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 2:44, and at 3 o'clock, time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Then later tonight at 7, classical music continues. Destiny is your host with A Ticket to Heaven tonight at 7 p.m. You'll take a trip through the Scottish Highlands and the North Country of England. Then we'll have Hilary Hahn with The Lark Ascending by Ralph Vaughan Williams. A truly delightful evening of music in store for us. That's tonight from 7 to 9 here on KPR. Coming up on Thursday, Grace Cathedral is going to celebrate the nation's independence with a community celebration. At Grace Cathedral in Topeka, with a mass choir, a brass ensemble, and organ, plus ice cream on the lawn. Check out the 4th of July celebration at Grace Cathedral this Thursday at 10 a.m. And find out more at gracecathedraltopeka.org. Conductor Adrian Shepherd and the musicians of Cantilena join us next for some of the earliest music by Franz Joseph Haydn, who wrote over 100 symphonies, and we're going to listen to one of the early ones, during a time when he was the Kapellmeister, or music director, of the court of a Bohemian aristocrat, one Count Morrison, the first to ever employ Haydn. Symphony No. 10 in D major, next on Kansas Public Radio. From the Big Book of Symphonies by Franz Joseph Haydn, we listen to one of his earliest creations from 1757, Symphony No. 10 in D. Adrian Shepherd, conductor of the ensemble Cantilena, this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News. Just ahead, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music in the afternoon. As always, we'll visit again at noon tomorrow. This is KPR.
At NPR,
we're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from First Presbyterian Church at 2415 Clinton Parkway in Lawrence, with in-person services every Sunday morning at 10:30 or virtually on YouTube. Information at firstpreslawrence.org.